Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
And the worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by OUTsurance. SMS out to 30674 now, and you could save on car insurance. And if you don't ask them for 500 rand. Good morning, Adam Gilchrist. A Champions League alert. Threats from the Islamic State.
Well, supporters of Islamic State, not necessarily directly the group, although frankly they're a shadowy kind of group, so difficult to tell. But security certainly got increased because of this threat. We're talking about last night's games between Arsenal and Bayern Munich and Real Madrid and Manchester City. Both went off fine, but we know that security had been enhanced. That was confirmed by a UK minister and then by the local, I think it was the mayor of Madrid, but anyway, in London and Madrid last night. But tonight there are two more. Atletico Madrid play Borussia Dortmund and Paris Saint-Germain play Barcelona. A pro-Islamic State media channel published images of football stadiums hosting the quarterfinal ties, so two in Madrid, one each in Paris and London. Not an Islamic State threat directly, it appears, but dangerous smoke signals from a key supporter of Islamic State. And it may be that Paris in particular is the one that they're worried about, because the French Interior Minister, Gérald Darmanin, says that security will be considerably reinforced tonight. Now, we don't want to cry wolf, we don't want to signal alarm bells when there aren't any, but nonetheless, you've got to take these things seriously, haven't you?
And then there's been a verdict in for a Swiss woman who won a landmark climate case at a European top court, saying that climate change and the climate emergency is violating her human rights.
Yeah, which is an interesting point, but not just, you know, shouting from the rooftops, not just lying down in front of oil tankers or something, but actually taking their own government to court. So this is a group of older Swiss women, mainly women in their 70s, who said that their age and gender made them particularly vulnerable to climate change. So they sort of played that card. And the European Court of Human Rights, based in Strasbourg, said that Switzerland's efforts to meet emission reduction targets had been woefully inadequate. Look at all our own governments. Could we take them to court because they are not delivering on, even on their own policies, let alone making the right policies? It is the first time that Europe's most powerful court has ruled on something like this, ruled on global warming, if you like. Campaigner Greta Thunberg was there for the ruling. She says this is only the beginning of climate litigation. Everything is at stake. You know, there's a lot of hot air involved in this. A legal ruling does not save our planet, but at the same time, this ruling is binding. So in other words, if governments are found not to be delivering on their own policies to tackle climate change, this ruling now affects 46 countries in Europe straight away. So the EU plus 19 others. It's quite a thing.
And then finally, South Korea's onion election. It's a different kind of political protest, Adam.
Yeah, a vegetable protest. Don't you love a vegetable protest? Disgruntled voters, basically, they've taken to wearing green onion headbands. And these are the sort of stringy ones. I guess they're sometimes spring onions or salad onions or scallions. Is it a good word, scallions? Anyway, those sort of longer onions tied around the head as headbands. It's a protest against President Yoon Suk-yeol in South Korea. It's a bit of a classic, basically, because President Yoon visited a supermarket a month ago or so, and he noted how reasonable a bunch of green onions were at 875 won, which is about 12 rand for a bunch of these green onions. But the green onions, scallions, were on a special temporary subsidy at the time, and they are normally four or five times that price. So therefore, the president of South Korea is being accused of being out of touch and oblivious to the cost of living crisis. It's always a classic. Take a politician, ask them how much is a loaf of bread. Can they, mind you, loaves of bread vary, but you know what I mean. Ask them how much is a bunch of onions and see what the reply is. Do people know their onions? Do the politicians know their onions? Certainly in South Korea, they seem to have their onions on their sleeves. And given that today is election day in South Korea, how will the onion protests play out?
The story has layers, Adam.
Very appealing.
It's a lot to take in. maybe results.
Well, that's your lot from me, yeah.
All the results will be released on WikiLeaks. Adam Gilchrist is back tomorrow with The World View. It's